Today, sitting here, you're so humble, you're selfless, you're grateful. How do you kind of reconcile this version of yourself with the guy who is out on the field shouting, "I love me some me," or pulling a Sharpie out of your sock and autographing the ball?
Again, it was one of those things and times where I was steadily trying to prove myself. As a high schooler, as a collegiate player, I wasn't considered one of the best. So I took those moments. Again, competition is different when you're walking around in your everyday life. I do equate myself sometimes as a superhero in a sense. You think about some of the Marvel superheroes. You think about Incredible Hulk. He's David Banner before he's Incredible Hulk. And you think about Spider-Man. He's Peter Parker before he's Spider-Man. Superman. He's Clark Kent before he's Superman. So what you saw was you saw T.O., but I'm Tero before T.O. So that's how I equated it. I was very, very competitive. I remember all these years where, whether it was coaches, assessment of me that I wasn't good enough, or I heard people say that I wasn't good enough. I had, friends and teammates that said, they were better than me. They talked about me. I got bullied. That was a result. Those emotions spilled over when I played on the football field. Number one, if you know about loving someone, you got to love yourself first. And so again, nobody loves themselves more than me. So and I paid attention. A lot of athletes, especially now on social media, you pay attention to the critics, the doubters, the naysayers. I heard it all, but I let it fuel me. That's what made me go into those weight rooms, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. That's what made me, sacrifice, not eating bad during the course of the season. After my third year in the league, I didn't drink a single drop of alcohol. I'm not a big drinker anyway, but that was my dedication and my discipline. My desire was always there. So in order to reach the level that I did with my desire, it brought my desire to fruition with my dedication and my discipline. So again, that's what people witnessed. They witnessed a fierce competitor. As I mentioned, and the guy that stood up in that arena, Buddy Prim, trust me, he created a monster. He was very, very encouraging every day, every offseason. It didn't matter if I went out late, stayed up late, I didn't miss a workout. There were times where I was sick and I wanted to work out. He told me no, but I went to the gym anyway. He ended up sending me home. I got so consumed with wanting to be the best that I would do anything, but I would do anything to make it happen. So I realized playing with Jerry Rice, understanding the culture there in San Francisco, them winning the championship. I had never won a championship on any level. You heard my basketball coach talk about, me losing the game. When I played my last game in that uniform, I was devastated. I sat in that locker room. I was probably one of the last ones to leave the locker room. I was close. I wanted to win the championship. It didn't happen. And so that's what fueled me all these years. And so, that was a treat for everybody to see and watch. As they saw me, do the Sharpie, be creative, I tried to have fun with the game. I never disrespected the game by any means, but it was the way people viewed what I was doing. It was different. They had never seen anything like it. And so, that's what made me so unique.